Welcome to SciSection. My name is Yumna Joffrey, and I am the journalist for the SciSection radio show broadcasted on CFMU 93.3 FM radio station. We are here today with a very special guest from the 2023 McMaster Child Health Conference, and I'll give her a chance to actually introduce herself.
Yeah, thanks, Yumna. My name is Yasmin, and I'm a second-year health sciences student at McMaster, and I do research at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto in the Department of Otolaryngology.
Great. So when it came to actually being a part of this conference, what exactly was your role there?
Yeah, so the research that we conducted was on button battery ingestions in children. And button batteries are those small flat disc batteries. They're also known as watch batteries. And they're all over your home. They're in like key fobs, TV remotes, electric toothbrushes. And to a curious toddler who's exploring the world, these are very appealing. So they put them in their mouth and they swallow them. And everyone knows that swallowing objects can be problematic, but button batteries are particularly dangerous because they cause burns that can cause serious injury or even death. So in order to prevent this from happening, we need to know what the public knows. So our study assessed public knowledge so we can tailor future primary prevention efforts.
Why did you choose this particular topic to focus on?
So I was interested in doing pediatric focused research. So I approached the team at SickKids, and they have a particular focus on button battery ingestions. And these ingestions, they're a worldwide problem and they're a growing problem. The number of serious injuries from button battery ingestions has been increasing over the past decade. And in fact, we've had more button battery ingestions last year in Ontario than we've ever had in history. And even SickKids hit a record number last year. So SickKids has been leading a campaign, and that's where I got involved. And it became obvious to me that this is an important topic because these are dangers that are sitting in our homes, like right now in all of our homes. So it's also a preventable problem. So it's something we can target and something we can fix.
And what was the process of researching this topic like? What were any knowledge gaps, for example, that you identified in your study?
Yeah, so we did a social media-based study to assess the public knowledge. And this was actually one of the really interesting parts of our study because typically medical surveys are distributed in like medical offices or medical societies to people who already have an association with the medical system. But by using social media, we were able to reach a population of people that's more representative of the general public. And then this also brought some new challenges for the team in terms of distribution of our survey online, like how we can get it out to like poison control websites and parental groups and things like that. But in terms of knowledge gaps, we had four main categories. The first one was looking at the injury itself. The second one was looking at how the child presents. So what are the signs and symptoms and how are they diagnosed? The third one was looking at mitigation strategies if your child does swallow a button battery. And the last one was looking at disposing of them properly.
Yeah, I can imagine maybe distribution of the survey would be a little bit hectic in that sense. But maybe just overall, for our listeners today, you can give us a brief overview of the research and just generally, what are some key takeaways that you'd like our listeners to leave our podcast today with?
Yeah, so in terms of our results, it can kind of be summarized into four categories. So the first one was the injury itself. And we found that most people knew they could cause injury. Fewer people knew they could cause death. But even fewer people knew that they could cause injury even after removal in the OR. So we need to ensure that parents are remaining vigilant for symptoms. And the second one was looking at the signs and symptoms of a button battery ingestion and how they're diagnosed. So the signs and symptoms are super vague and they resemble common viral illnesses. So they are a diagnostic challenge. But our study showed that many people believed a healthcare worker would just know what signs and symptoms to look for. And this false assumption is a problem because we need to ensure that parents are telling emergency room staff about a suspected ingestion. And the third one was looking at mitigation strategies if your child does swallow a button battery. So we learned that ingesting honey after a button battery ingestion may prevent injury. Now, to understand this, we kind of need to understand how these button batteries cause such severe injuries. So what happens is when a child swallows a button battery, it can get lodged in their esophagus and it creates a current flow. And this leads to a chemical reaction which burns the tissues. And by giving the child honey, it may prevent this current. But only 10% of participants of our survey knew about this. Now, the last thing we looked at is, do people know how to properly dispose of a button battery? And a shocking 72% of our respondents did not. Now, this is important because even dead batteries can cause injury. Now, we also have studies that show us that if you tape a button battery in packing tape or in duct tape, it completely inhibits current flow and it prevents injury. But only 8% of our participants were aware of this. So both of these are important pieces of information that we need to get out to the public. And in terms of the key takeaways from our study and from this interview, I'd say these button battery ingestions are a preventable problem. So I would say, what could you do to make your home safer? And most of these button battery ingestions happen from the devices themselves. So check the devices in your home. And if they have button batteries, make sure that they are securely fastened with a screw. And if they aren't, make sure they're out of reach of children. And when you're buying new devices, look for devices that don't have button batteries. For example, look for a rechargeable electric toothbrush instead of a battery powered one. And when you're buying button batteries, look for child safe packaging. Then when you're done with your button batteries, make sure you're disposing of them properly. Don't leave them lying around the house. Now, if you think there's any possibility that your child has swallowed a button battery, take them to the hospital as soon as possible. And if you have honey available, give them that. The recommended dose is 2 teaspoons every 10 minutes if they swallowed the button battery less than 12 hours ago. And the last thing you can do is help us spread awareness by educating the families that you know.
Thank you so much for that, Yasmin. The solution with the honey was like new to me as well. So I'm sure our listeners were like very shocked hearing that. Very cool. As well as the disposal of the button batteries was also key, because I'm sure our listeners from now on will be a lot more vigilant. So yeah, thank you so much for that, Yasmin. And that's it for this week of SciSection. So make sure you check out our podcast available on global platforms for latest interviews.